Otaku Nation. This week we watched two new animes and we've got some news that we're going to discuss later on. And Aisha's not well, so I'm covering for her this week. So get well soon, Aisha. And we're just going to... I know she went to Buck this weekend as well, but no doubt she'll tell us about that next week. I heard it was a fantastic weekend, so... I'm very jealous that I never went now in the end. okay, so we're going to go straight on to the animes, and we have...
Which I totally didn't pick at random.
Yeah, it was actually, I'll go into it in a minute, but yeah, it was Alex's choice this week. So the first one we're going to go into is Akame ga Kill. Because Alex... I like this one as well, but Alex, if you kind of give the synopsis for us.
Yes. You follow the story of a young lad. He kind of kills monsters out in the wilderness. It's a job he does. And he's gone out to try and save his village by going to the main big city and earn money because his village is poverty-stricken due to tax and some blah, blah, blah reason. So he goes into the city, and it turns out this city is corrupt as hell. Like, nearly everyone is out to kill everyone. Money pretty much pays for everything. And there's a story of a big group called Night Raid. Now, Night Raid, according to the city's bounty, are people who murder, like, high-ranking, wealthy people at night. Just slaughter them. It's really evil, vicious, and gory, and it's brilliant. In the first episode, he meets Night Ray because he gets picked up by a wealthy man's daughter because she takes pity on him. And yeah, I'm not going to give it away, but watch it till the end. It's not what you expect.
No.
The entire series is just like a complete and utter whack in the face. Every episode, it's like, yay, cheerful, cheerful, oh, this is really innocent, oh my god. What? It's just one of those series where it does catch you off guard a number of times.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you don't expect something to happen. You know something bad will probably happen, but you don't know what.
No.
And it cleverly waits. And it's evil. But fun. And, yeah.
Yeah, I will admit, I was telling Alex about this earlier, but when I watched it, I thought, oh, it's going to be like another generic, I'm going to save the world from so-and-so, and I'm like, okay, skip. And I did skip through it a little bit after he got picked up by these people who was looking after him.
Mm.
Then it came to the end, and when that twist hit, I was like, what? What? And then I just kind of went backwards and I started again. I know this is very odd for me. I just like, I want to know what leads up to it. And you're right, the twist, I haven't seen the rest of the episodes, but I do want to, because if Alex says there are different twists, I want to see it, because I, not without spoiling it, it kind of, the end kind of reminded me of Higurashi.
Mm.
It kind of, there was like a certain scene towards the end of the show, and it just kind of reminded me of that. And it was just like, whoa. And even what the main dude at the end, he shocked me. But I won't say what.
He does that a lot.
It's just out of the blue.
You don't think... Well, the main character guy is... You don't... He's weird. One minute he's like really calm, nice, cheerful. And next minute it's like, what?
Yeah.
He looks very generic.
That's why I kind of, when I began, I thought,
it's outfit. It's like a school uniform, but with gloves and boots. I'm like, your outfit's so lame. You look so lame.
Compared to all the members of Night Raid that are weird.
Yeah.
The only dude I like is the dude in the armour.
I know, the Bishonen soldier. That's what I've called him.
he's actually gay in the series.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
second
know
episode.
That.
Yeah, in the second episode they point it out.
But like, yeah, I feel like they're going to have that trope where it's like, oh, it's funny because he's gay, right? It's funny. And it's like, oh, we haven't grown past this stereotype.
By the time the MC completely forgets and gets really close until someone else turns up and he goes, well, no, wait, I'm not doing that. No, no, he's my anarchy, he's my bro. I'm totally not falling in love with him.
Well, it would be the best twist in the whole show if he didn't fall in love with the black-haired girl, but fell in love with him. Why don't they do that?
Oh,
yes. That would be better than the anime we watched.
We'll get all that in the
sorry, script. Sorry. That's okay. That actually was potluck.
Oren, what do you think? Of this.
Yeah, I was like, oh god, it's one of these shows. Like, I've seen this show 10 times now. But then, yeah, like, I feel like the ending did save it. Like, I watched the second episode as well. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not a big fan, the only design I kinda like is the Pompadour dude's armor. Pompadour. I like Pompadours.
Say the word Pompadour.
But, it was, like, surprisingly good. I thought, because it started off really weirdly as well. Like,
yeah.
It kind of just jumped around a lot. And it didn't seem to be much of a plot, apart from him wanting to get to the city to get money. So harsh. So harsh. Oh, it's so harsh. But, yeah, no, I don't know if I'll continue watching it. Because I think the next episode's meant to be with the pink-haired girl for the third episode, and I don't like her.
He trains with each character for the first two episodes.
It's like the generic get-to-know-each character.
Yeah, I think it goes pink-haired... Is it the cat lady or the purple one? What, it's just hot pants.
They're underwear. But she's wearing freaking, what are they called? Chaps. So it's like, what's the point? You're not a cowboy. You're a cat girl. I like her big hands, but she turns into a cat girl, though. That's like the only thing I like about her. Yeah, big cat. Because I like cat girls when they're not, like, super cutesy. But when they're, like...
Oh, she's not super cutesy.
Yeah, I know, but her outfit's so poor.
Punches a hole for a man's chest. Awesome.
Yeah, I was like, especially there's a bit halfway through the episode where he's just like, when he sees her, it's like, oh, boobs! And I'm like, oh, God.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Like,
she just robs him blind.
Yeah.
I love that. I will admit, when he handed the money, I was like, oh, dude, you didn't do what I just think you did you?
Oh. Bad idea.
I just love the fact she walked off and he's just still standing there with his jaw open, love hearts in his eyes, and he's like, she's gonna come back.
Even the barkeep said, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's your own fault.
But yeah, like, I'm wondering if people in this place are, like, possessed by demons or something, because...
See, this is quite interesting. I like the kind of metaphor that they said the people in the town are monsters. You kind of say the same about, I know I'm going deep here, but you know, like, the government and money and, like, power corrupts? That's kind of like a metaphor to it, I suppose.
Yeah, but everyone in a whole city could be, like, scum, but there must be some nice people out there.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't trust all of them.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Never trust anyone in the city.
That's not good. But, yeah. Obviously, yeah, those two dudes were right. It's like, oh, well, you have nothing to worry about out here. It's in the town you have to worry about.
Yeah, the town. Oh, it gets worse and worse.
Oh, gross.
And yeah, I keep watching it, though.
I'm tempted to carry on. I think I'm going to, because this is probably going to turn out into the anime I kind of like. Secretly like, you know, twisted, but, you know, it's like...
this is creepy as hell.
Huh?
The Prime Minister's creepy as hell.
Oh, I haven't seen him yet.
Yes.
I have that to look forward to.
Okay, then.
Well, there's the... Well, current airing. I think there's 8 episodes out at the moment.
Oh, okay.
And the story picks up pretty much quite straight away, actually. Yeah, it does. Just you get the character introduction, it's like, hey, you know, all these characters introduced, now shit's gonna get real. Well, there we go. Straight away. But yeah, I like it and I don't know why. I can't stop watching it. It's really annoying. I hate the MC. He's useless. But I like everyone else.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to our next anime, and I know Oren, yeah.
Sorry, Oren!
I actually, again, I didn't mind this. Love Stage. It's, basically
yeah,
about...
We...
Yes.
I'm sorry!
Giant hand man.
It is a yaoi, but I have heard that I have seen actually, because I read the bit of the manga earlier, is a lot worse than the anime. So basically, it's about yes, there is proper hardcore. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Sorry.
Funny enough, I looked at this. It's PG-13, so you're fine. so it's about a guy called Izumi. Who, he looks like a girl, but he is a massive otaku who wants to become a manga artist. The only problem is that his family don't want him to be, because the rest of his family are successful in some way. So his mum's an actress, his dad's a singer, his brother's a rock star, and they have a manager who, you know, he kind of pushes him, and I thought there was a taunt in it that was very cruel in between. But 10 years prior, there was a commercial film. So the first thing you see is like this commercial of his mum and his dad pretending to get married. They throw the bouquet, he catches it, but the twist is that he was dressed as a girl. And you don't realise this, that he's a guy until like when he wakes up. So 2 years later, they want to film the advert again. And he's saying, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because I just want to be an actor. Sorry, I want to be a manga artist. I just want to do my own thing. Because the boy, the little boy who was with him when he caught the bouquet, requested that they wanted the same actors so that he could basically see the same. In brackets, girl, again. But, yeah, so...
Typical yaoi boy.
So they get them all dressed, and it ends. The episode ends where she does convince Izumi does convince the guy that he is a girl. But what they don't realize is at the end of the script that they kiss. So that's how it leaves at the end of the episode.
Oh no! After the credits, it shows that bit. Yeah.
And like the manager running is like, no, slow motion, but it's too late. So, before I say what I feel, Oren, come on, I want to hear it.
Like, a whole load of nothing happened throughout that whole episode. His parents are horrible. Like, dude, I know you guys are like, oh, well, we're talented and all that kind of stuff, but it's like, respect your son's wishes. If he's at college, you can't tell him what to do. It's bullshit. And then forcing him to wear a dress is like, if he's got no interest in doing it, don't force him to do it. It's like, it's bullshit. I really don't like that kind of stuff. And, I don't like... yeah, I don't... It was super creepy, because you know the boy who's interested in him?
Yeah.
He had the picture of him,
when
like...
When he was a girl.
Yeah. He was like, why have you got a picture of an 8-year-old on your phone? You're like 27. It's super creepy. That's not your child. Super weird. I don't like it.
I will admit, that was kind of like a... What?
It's super creepy, man. I don't care if you like had a crush on them, like it's like baby crush as well. It's like, it's super creepy. I don't like he's gonna be like, oh, but you're a dude, but I still love you anyway, probably. And as you said, it gets into, I just don't like yaoi plots. It's just dumb. Like, maybe when I was younger I liked them because I didn't know any better, but now no. And I understand, like, how romance, like, works to a certain degree. Or what I enjoy to read, at least. It's like, this is terrible. This is the worst plot. Hate this. Why did, and it's just like, it just reminds, it's like having flashbacks to my younger self. And I was just like, oh, why? Nothing's changed in, like, 10 years. Nothing's changed. It's all the same junk. Makes me super upset.
And you do see a lot of that in the manga. Hello!
A lot of junk. I'm sorry!
It was bad. It was... I know you picked it on random, it's not your fault. I thought it was going to be like a shoujo thing, and I'd be like a bit eye roll at that, but
I mistook you for another show.
I will admit, when I saw the intro, I was like, ooh, I haven't actually seen a yaoi anime in a very, very, very long time, you know? That's nothing wrong.
I was like a nerdy girl or something, is what I expected, and she was going to be like, man, you used to be cute when you were younger, what happened to you? She's like, no. I thought she was going to be like Haruhi from, what's it called, Oren High School,
oh,
Host
yeah,
Club.
Yeah, yeah.
I something like that, but no, no. So disappointed. And the animation was so budget. Like, all the, like, I know, obviously, funding and all that kind of crap, but it's like, I didn't particularly like all the people who weren't, like, main characters, like, they weren't lived in at all.
Yeah. Oh, yes, like, yes, in the school, in the college.
Yeah, like, all background people just line up, and then it's like, oh, who's the main character in this scene? Oh, it's obviously you, because you're in colour. Stupid eyes. Why does he have Photoshop gradient eyes? Oh, yeah, my eyes are blue, but they're also, like, what, well, yellow?
Yellow pinkish, I think.
I was like, well, your eyes make no sense.
They put all the budget in the eyes.
Yes, I was just about to say.
I have no more money, because, oh, this boy's eyes. Oh, it's so bad. It's so cliche. Oh. It's so hard to come across like a proper decent story. I wish, like, do you know people online make bingo cards of tropes in, like, series
that,
like, I want to eat like a yaoi one with just like bingo cards. I probably would have ticked off a lot of those.
There probably is one. Oh. That and a shot game, you know.
It's just like, oh. His hands are so big.
Yaoi hands.
Yeah, the blue haired guy, the bigger guy. they held hands at one point.
Yeah.
His hand looks really big. And their faces are so long. I don't. Oh.
Uh
oh. Oh, made me upset. I don't like it.
Alex,
it
happens
again.
Think...
I'm sorry. I really chose badly. I admit I have read this before and I accidentally forgot what it was and went, oh, I recognise that name. Chose it and realised why I stopped reading it.
oh.
Yeah. Oh God, it was so painful to watch.
I must have been the only one who didn't mind it, but then
well,
again,
it's okay until you realise what the bloody story is.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and go, what?
Yeah, and obviously, at the end of the episode, he doesn't know that he's a guy, and it probably won't be until like episode 3 or 4. So it's kind of that pretense that you have to live with. You know, like, that's why I was like, oh, I'm just going to download the manga. It's so much easier to... Like, oh, my God, you know, that's...
yeah. You know what's going to happen.
I kind of have a feel, and I know more characters kind of, yeah.
Oh, it's a yaoi. It's a typical yaoi plot line. Guy likes guy, doesn't realise he likes guy because he turns out to be something else.
I have nothing against yaoi. I'm like, alright.
And then there'll be a love triangle with a rival. There's going to be the brother who's obviously a bro-con. The manager's obviously going to take a fancy to him at some point.
Yes, that's the part I kind of got to.
See, I was right. And then there's going to be some big... I don't know.
But,
It's yaoi.
Yeah, like I said, I don't mind yaoi. I read it when I was younger. I think everyone has kind of gone through that phase of, like, yaoi or yuri, one or the other. I kind of agree. It is the kind of typical yaoi plot. You know, a guy's going to go for a guy. The only twist is that it's a girl to begin with, and then turns out to be a guy. But... You know, I didn't mind it. I probably won't continue watching it, though, because, yeah, you kind of know what's going to happen.
It's really predictable.
You know that they're going to kind of get together in the end at some point.
Get together.
Bear what you can wait for.
Shall we? It's not going to hold back.
No.
But it's just... Oh. It's just so... It's like... There's so many, like, stories out there that are so well-written. And there's romance, like, anime, and it's some of it's poop and some of it's so well-written. But it's, like, it's so hard to come across, like, a series or anything that's, like, yaoi or yuri, which isn't so bullshit. Or like, always like, look at this height difference. Like, this guy's okay, cause he is very short. And this guy has giant hands, and he's tall. That makes him the one on top, right? That's how relationships work, forever. There's no complexity to anything at all. People only one dimensional. Oh, it's such bullshit. It makes me angry. That's why I'm not involved in that anymore. In that scene.
I do pick up on it now and then, you know, but that's just me, you know.
It's a secret thing that women do.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to admit it, you know.
Yeah, that's like, no, because I dabble in fanfiction and whatnot.
Exactly, I'm the same. I read a lot of fanfiction, so...
But it's like, I won't read stuff which, like, trite. I won't read stuff that doesn't interest me. I won't read stuff where characters are super out of, like, character.
Yeah.
Mm. It makes me upset. It makes me super upset.
I hate that as well. It's kind of like, well, you haven't done your research then, really, have you? You know?
I will tell you about some of the stuff I read later on. It just makes me laugh how bad people are. Well, I don't know. It's like a wish fulfillment thing, but it's still just like, so badly written. What it was. It's like reading. It was like watching a badly written fanfic.
Oh, who was it? I think it was Tab at the Iacon Room 101. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but one of the things he put into Room 101 was badly drawn, badly drawn manga hentai, and it was so bad. I mean, it was kind of the the back's not this way. How come if they do it this way, the back's literally going to look like it's snapped in half? You know, that kind of
thing.
Yeah,
broken back.
Exactly. Look on YouTube, Iacon Room 101. Look at it; it's really good. Look under Team Gibbets, because I know I'm sure they filmed it. But yes, that kind of thing. It's kind of it does rile me up a little bit when they don't do it right. I will admit, I did read a fan fiction earlier, and I was just like, oh, this is so wrong. I'm just like, nope, back. I'm out of here.
Maybe the next time whatever. When I choose, I'm just to buy one. See what happens.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, it's Oren's turn next week.
Yay!
I already know one you guys to watch, but I will save.
Fair enough. And if you want to watch these animes, you can catch them on Crunchyroll. And so we're going to have some more animes next week. So, moving on. We have some news. I mean, we talked about GamesCon last week, but one of the biggest things to come out this week, and it's weird. It's not really one that I thought would happen, but it has. Pokken Tournament, which is kind of like Pokemon, but Tekken style.
Hey!
And I saw the pictures, so it had Lucario versus Machamp.
Oh yeah, I saw that today.
Yeah, and you just think, okay, where did that come from? But I don't know if we're going to get it here. I think it's only in Japan for arcades, but that's just a rumour. I don't know if it's definite. I'm actually looking here. There's rumours it might be on the Wii U. Which I can kind of understand, because obviously you've got Smash Brothers coming out later on in the year. But what do you think about this new game?
I think it's super bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I'm hoping it's only like fighting Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because, it wouldn't make sense.
It literally is a fighting game. So basically, it's just more full on from what we do in the Pokemon battle. So, obviously, we're just seeing the Pokemon. We haven't seen the trainers or anything like that. So, I think this is leaked footage, isn't it? I don't think they've actually released an official trailer, or have they?
Isn't it technically just Smash Bros?
Technically, yeah. Or this is just basically like a... You know those fan games that people make, the Flash games?
Hmm.
I think this is this, but... now come into fruition, you know? I don't know what to say about it. It's just really weird. It's just come out of nowhere. It's like when the 2DS came out. It was just like, whoa, where did that come from? You know. Not knocking the 2DS, by the way, but I'm just saying it's weird. I'm not sure when it's out, but I see another picture here. It's Blaziken versus Lucario. Yeah, and they've named it Pokken, obviously, because Tekken.
Yeah,
obviously, fighting game.
That's
yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
Yeah, it has to be just fighting, like, fighting-based Pokemon, so, like, fighting fire, fighting the psychic, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Would they put that into the same thing? So, like, the attributes, would they contribute to the battle? What? Or are they just going to throw that out the window and just have a full-on fighting game where they just knock the hell out of each other until one of them's dead or faints?
They'll probably, like, have, like, fireball and all that kind of stuff, if depending on what kind of class they are.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
That kind of stuff. Like, what's it? Is it Lucario?
Lucario, yeah.
Yeah, he had, like, psychic attacks by the look of it.
Yeah, he's
or, like, psychic punches.
Yeah, I think he's a... I don't know if he's psychic or dark, but he is a fighting type as well.
Yeah. So Bledsoe can probably do fireball, so...
yeah.
Hadouken!
I was thinking Hadouken.
Totally not Hadouken!
I'd love to see Blaziken just go, Hadouken!
You're not serious, whoops!
I want Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee to be in this game.
I think you're going to get every single one, probably.
Good.
I hope.
So they will probably choose the ones that are best for fighting, so those two would work.
Yeah, they're like the two ultimate fighting characters.
Imagine, it would be cool, like, if you could evolve them halfway through. I can't remember, did that happen in the Pokemon Stadium games? Or was it literally just you fought, and then they just battled? Because that's just come to mind, but that was more, you know, like, doing a dig. It would just dig and then crumble on the other side, so it was very generic, like the Pokemon games, like the the handheld ones.
Yeah. I'm sure. That'd be interesting, though.
Would be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see more footage for it.
Yes, I do as well. We have actually a lot of Nintendo kind of news as well. So speaking, I was saying about Smash Brothers, there's been leaked footage that's just come out this week. I haven't seen it because I'm not spoiling myself. Because I want to play, I'm looking forward to this game. I haven't got a Wii U, but I am getting it on a 3DS. But not just any old 3DS, oh no. Ooh. I am joining you, lady, in the 3DS XL club.
Oh, yeah.
Finally!
Almost time.
Exactly. I mean, I've had my 3DS for 3 years now, and I love it, I will admit. But, you know, with the bigger screens, it's kind of... Oh, I just want more. You know, I don't know, that sounds greedy, but... and I've missed out on all the other 3DS... XL's exclusives, like Alex, you've got the Zelda one.
Yeah.
Aisha's got the Pokemon one. Orin, do you just have a normal one?
I have a pink one because I was like, I want the most gorgeous looking colour.
And I need to find out if there's a Monster Hunter one.
I think there is. I think it was only Japan though.
No, bollocks.
I know. I was like that with Feet Rhythm. Apparently, there's a Feet Rhythm 3DS, but only in Japan.
Yeah, because Monster Hunter comes out on 3DS next year.
Number four,
come
on. Yeah.
Four Ultimate, and I was like, come on, there's got to be a special. Come on.
So when the Pokemon ones came out last year, I was gutted. And I mean, seriously, I was gutted that I didn't get them. And then Animal Crossing one. So I have missed them all. But when I saw the Smash Brothers one, I was like, no, I'm not missing out. So I've put my deposit down. I'm getting that, I think the beginning of October. And it has all the characters. If you haven't seen it, look it up. It's literally a red 3DS, but it has all the characters on it. That's going to be on the front cover of the Wii U and the 3DS. And it's literally, but they're all in white. I know, that's the thing you're going to get. But I would have preferred it if they had it in blue. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, to be honest. But I think it's still nice. So, yeah, we'll leave a link on our Facebook page to the leaked footage, apparently, because it has the final roster, more trophies, and more downloads. So that'll be quite interesting.
Yay.
What else? So yeah, Mario Kart. There's a new DLC out. Yes, I have as well. And I'm like, Mercedes have kind of, I know there was a deal like you heard about this. Mercedes have kind of, we're gonna add our cars to it. So I can't
wait. So bizarre.
There's an actual advert as well.
Oh, I think I've car. Seen it. I can't remember. I can't.
Where they get a live action Mario.
Oh, is that the one with the big nose? Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I've seen that. We'll link that as well if you want to have a laugh, because it's just like, huh? What?
Muscular Mario.
It's like a giant muscular Mario, but the big nose is kind of very off-putting, I will admit.
Look,
go to the nose and go, you know, the kind of so the Mercedes is one. I can't wait to see Deathstare Luigi in a Mercedes. That's just going to be absolutely, I'd love to see. I know a few people are going to do the Deathstare Luigi cosplay. I want them. I challenge you now, do it in a Mercedes car. If you can find it, do it in a Mercedes car. Take a photo, send it to us. I would love to see it. That would be amazing. This is weird. This has never happened before. They've included Link into this.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that, and I was wondering
what
the
Photoshop's
in. It's genuine. They've actually included Link.
He should have.
Wolf Link? Is it Wolf Link running alongside, maybe?
I think it's Twilight Princess Link.
He's riding a horse.
No, but it's normal Link. No, I think he's riding a car with the Hyrulean symbols on them.
Come on.
Ride a horse instead of a bike. And then have that boat from Wind Waker when he goes in the water.
Yes. Hey! Pretty
and then, I don't know what the car should be.
The bird from, Sword, that's it, yep.
Skyward Sword?
There we go. Yeah. We thought of your ideas, Nintendo. Come on. Exactly.
Did all your work for you.
Another surprise. Actually, a very lovely surprise to see. Animal Crossing's in it as well. And Isabelle's in it. I'm like, oh my God, Isabelle!
Aww.
I love Isabelle. She's so adorable. Oh. So, when I saw that, I was like, oh, why don't I have a Wii U? Hi everyone, Harriet here again. I just wanted to explain what this quick cutaway is about. What happened was, is the file that I recorded, it got a bit corrupted, so I'm unable to play the last 5 to 10 minutes of the clip, of the show, sadly. So my apologies on that, and next week it should be all up and running. And I just wanted to talk about, briefly, what we talked about in the last 5 to 10 minutes, which was Hyper Japan and Baby Metal, as well as Video Games Live and Final Fantasy, which is all going to be in November. And we also talked about a couple of new games that's going to be made playable at Eurogamer, which is going to be awesome. And I think that was about it, but we will be talking about that more in future shows. So on behalf of Aisha, Alex and Oren, who are not here at the moment because I'm recording this on my own, I just want to say goodbye from all of us, and we'll be back next week with our usual anime reviews, our games news and events news. So until then, see you next week. Bye!